Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
And how long have you been in Japan?
I have been already 8 years.
8 years, I see. And you are from?
I'm from Peru, Lima, Peru.
Ah, from Lima, the capital.
The capital, yes.
Mm-hmm. And there are some very interesting sightseeing places in Peru. Could you tell me about those?
Yes, we have many interesting places and mysterious places in Peru, like Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu is the name of the mountain. In this mountain, there are many mysteries and people from my country, Inca people, they lived in these places, and the Spain people looking for these places, but they couldn't find these places. In 1911, some people from United States, they found this place. From this year, this place is shown to all the world.
Interesting. And what about Nazca?
Yes, Nazca, another place is very near from Lima. It's only maybe 4 or 5 hours by bus. This place is very exciting also, I think so, because we can see from plane, for airplane, we can see many, many pictures, around 14 pictures about animals. But this picture is very big, and only we can see from airplanes, yeah. Maybe for to see these pictures, taking 1 hour by airplane.
So people wonder how they got those pictures there.
Yes, yes. But Peruvian people, we are thinking that this picture was making for people from another world, because until now there are many research about these places, but we can't find any clear conviction about this place. We're thinking maybe this is from people from another world.
Very interesting. How many mountain ranges are there in Peru?
Through all Peru, we have Andes. Many mountains, but also we have been near to the beach. We have another very big mountain. This is known in Andes, but it's very similar to Fujisan. It's called Peruvian Fujisan because it's very, very similar. This place is in south of Peru, and the name of this place is Arequipa, very nice city.
Oh, I've heard of that too. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think when people think of Peru, they think of soccer. Right? Did you play soccer when you were young, and do people like soccer?
Yes, I did, and I still play soccer. I play soccer every Saturday here in Japan also. I love soccer very much. In South America, I think so, this is the more favorite sport.
Okay, thank you. I know that Spanish people came and conquered Peru. No?
I don't remember exactly when they came, but yeah, it's true. Well, from people come from Spain to America. They bring language, they bring religion, they bring medicine, food. That's the reason food from my country, from Peru, is very similar from Spain. And the language is the same.
And are there other languages spoken in Peru besides Spanish?
Many. In my country, we speak native language. We speak Quechua and Aymara. Of course, I don't understand nothing about this language, but yeah, people from my country, people live in Andes, they still speak this language. Ne? Also, people from living in around Amazon, they speak Aymara.
I see. Of course, your native language is Spanish, but I think when people see you, they assume you speak English.
Yes, that's true. Many Japanese people, they thinking we foreign people speak English, but it's not true. No, many people from different countries, we don't speak English, but people from my country, we study English.
What stereotypes do Japanese people seem to have of Peru?
This is very funny. Yeah, many Japanese people thinking as in my country, there are many Indio, or we still using this typical cloth from my country.
Interesting.
Also, before coming to Japan, I saw many the Japanese people. Also, they using traditional clothes, for example, kimono. And my mother maybe is still thinking that in Japan, the Japanese people is still using swords. Yes, like samurai. Yes, but it's not true. No? The world is changing in all the countries, I think. So my country also is not only places that we talking before about Machu Picchu and Nazca. No? My country changing many, many things and could be very nice city, very maybe nice place.
Mm-hmm. I think many places in the world are becoming similar to each other. So a big hotel is the same anywhere in the world.
Yes, you are right. For example, we have my city, we have a very big university. But it's very funny, when I come to this university, in my faculty, we didn't have many, many things that we have in this university in Peru. For me, it was very funny, really.
So you were surprised that there were so many things that were similar.
Yes.